My name is Shira Goodman. I'm a lay leader from Philadelphia and
thank you.
And a member of National Young Leadership Cabinet. So if we as Federation are serious about building our communities, we have to invest in our leaders, giving something back to our doers and donors. And that is what the special program Yesod Minhag, or the Essentials or Foundations of Leadership, was about. It was piloted by JFNA last year. Philadelphia is one of the 5 pilot cities, and it will be open to other cities this coming year, and I urge you to do it. The model is an intensive leadership training that combines Jewish text learning with secular leadership issues and trainings and learnings, TED Talks, those kinds of things, as well as case studies. But there's 4 hours of programming in each session that JFNA has given to us. And the sessions are only about 1.5 to 2 hours. So each community had the opportunity to model what was best for them. You have an internal staff coordinator, Addie Lewis Klein from Philadelphia, and an external faculty member. And we hired Rabbi Joel Seltzer, who's director of Camp Ramah in the Poconos. We focus heavily on Jewish texts because we are JFNA. And it's also something that many leaders don't get to do as much. When my friend Daniel Eisenstadt, for whom I'm filling in today, tried to recruit me, he said, often when we do this, we do Jewish light. That's not what this program is going to be. We're really going to focus on the text. And I'll be honest, I said, yeah, I don't know if that's my thing. But it was terrific, and I'll tell you why. Because this is what, there we go. This is what Rabbi Joel would tell us. The difference between a library and a Beit Midrash, a house of Jewish study, is the noise. It was the conversation, it was the learning together. So, like I said, we focused heavily on the Jewish texts. And who were we? We were a group of identified leaders who have the potential to do more, but we weren't all the usual suspects. It wasn't the same people that you're on every board with. It was some new faces, and that was critical because the point of this, I think, was not like some of the other leadership programs to identify us for the next thing. There is no meeting at the end with what's your next step, what's your next board. This was a gift to our leaders to say, we appreciate you, we know you don't get to take the time out that much to work on your leadership in a Jewish way, and we want to give you this. And I think that everybody in the program really appreciated this opportunity to really think about it. It signals the importance of what we do on a daily basis, but it also let us come out of that space and figure out how we can do it better, but not in a technical way, really in a whole looking at your whole personality, your whole history, your a really mission-aligned way. And it fostered new relationships because Joel said, we had to talk. You were forced to talk. It's a very small group, about 15 to 18 people. Obviously, not everybody can come to every session, but you're given the page of text, and you talk about it. And then the groups report back, and nothing is wrong, right? That's the great thing about Jewish learning. Nobody's there to tell you. The rabbis aren't there to tell you got it wrong. So we got to apply it to our own leadership. And people made themselves vulnerable. When we read about King David and how he took another man's wife and then sent that man into battle, we talked about our greatest regrets, not just as leaders, but as people. And I think that opens up a new way of looking at how we lead, how we can bring things to our community, how we bring different strengths. So the people in our group definitely felt appreciated, re-energized, excited to continue working, and excited to learn in a new way. It's great to have the secular TED Talks and leadership kind of ink things that come with it. We did a lot of the things that were talked about, but to tie that together in a Jewish package and to keep very focused on our mission, on what we're doing and why, I think really helped people feel connected again in a way that sometimes with the crush of meetings, with the rush of campaign, you sometimes lose. So I would invite you to join the 5 pilot communities to bring it. It really is a gift for your leaders. Really talking about the essentials of leadership. It's a way to find new leaders and to re-energize and say thank you to the ones you have. And I think, just as any good investment does, even though Federation is not asking for something back from those participants, I think the benefits will inure to our Federation. So thank you.